Obi-Wan was in bed, propped up by a mountain of pillows. His hair and beard were neatly ordered and blood-free. That made a nice change. The wicked gash on his cheek had vanished, leaving behind it a thin pink line. The rest of his face was untroubled, but too pale. From the chest down, his body was smothered in blankets, but to all outward appearances, he was most definitely whole again. There was a data pad on the nightstand beside him. If he was reading, he really must be better. Obi-Wan smiled. Anakin. Master, he replied, then walked softly to the chair beside the bed and sat down. You know, we really have to stop meeting like this. I couldn't agree more, said Obi-Wan with a breath of laughter. So what was the damage? Various bumps and bruises, Obi-Wan replied evasively. A bit of scorching, a cut here and there. Anakin sat back, arms folded, one eyebrow skeptically raised. And really, there is no need to make a fuss, said Obi-Wan, shifting uncomfortably. I hardly think I look at death's door. Do you? Not now you don't, Anakin agreed. But then everyone knows Master Vokara Che is a genius. So, what else? It was almost comical to see the vaunted Master Kenobi wriggling like a Tisca worm on a hook. Concussion, he mumbled. Broken hand, broken leg, broken shoulder, cracked pelvis, four broken ribs and a punctured lung. One or two internal organs jostled a bit. Is that all? Anakin snorted. And to think I thought it was actually serious. That should teach me to overreact. Obi-Wan gave him a fulminating look. Sorry, Anakin said, grinning. That doesn't work on me anymore. Did it ever? Obi-Wan retorted. Then he sighed. I'm fine, Anakin, truly, thanks to you. Suddenly, it wasn't something he could joke about anymore. You're welcome, Obi-Wan. Please, just don't do anything like that again. You mean ride a city bike at speed headfirst into an exploding terrorist bomb? Said Obi-Wan. Well, I'll certainly do my best. Repeating oneself becomes tedious, after all. That's one word for it. Silence as they shared a wry grin. I made sure Master Yoda got your message, Anakin said at last. I don't know if they believed it, but... Oh yes, said Obi-Wan, sobering. They believed it, Anakin. They're sending a battle group to intercept Grievous at Bothawe. Admiral Yularen has been appointed the ranking Republic military official, transferring from the Spirit of the Republic. Your flagship will be the Resolute. It's one of three newly commissioned cruisers. What? His what? I'm sorry, did you say my flagship? There was no trace of amusement in Obi-Wan now. His expression was watchful. His eyes were guarded. Yes. Anakin stared at him. If I didn't know better, he thought, I'd say he was afraid. That can't be right. I've only just been made a Jedi Knight. I'm not ready to... Then get ready, said Obi-Wan. You're leaving as soon as those ships arrive. You and your Padawan, and as many clone pilots and troops as we can spare. Given its sensitivity, the mission's been classified at the highest level of security. The Supreme Chancellor's being privately briefed by Master Yoda. No one else in the government will be told. Not until it's over, one way or another. He frowned, his tension humming through the Force. I can't possibly overemphasize the importance of this mission, Anakin. For the first time since the war started, we have the element of surprise. We may never get it again. This could be our only chance to take down Grievous once and for all. Anakin's heart was pounding so hard he thought he might end up with broken ribs. Yularen, he's a good man. Who'll command the other two cruisers? The Council hasn't decided yet. Hopefully no one likely to get bent out of shape because wet behind the ears Anakin Skywalker was the Jedi in charge. And Rex? Do I get Captain Rex? If you want him. Oh, I want him all right, Anakin thought. Rex and the 501st are mine. Yes, please. Then you'll be happy to know he's on standby, said Obi-Wan. Captain Rex and his men will be ready to ship out when you are. So you knew I'd want him. A brief smile, a shrug. Of course. Don't tell me you're surprised. I know you, remember? Yes. Yes, Obi-Wan did. Not as well as he thought, but well enough.